that radical Muslims want to bring Sharia to the United States.
Okay. Sharia law is bad, Seth. I don't know if you've heard that. It's bad. It's worse than what's happening in New York and Detroit. It's just bad. Sorry, Sharia law.
Say what you want about Muslims. It's going to be a Sharia law.
Sorry, Sharia law.
Governor Abbott should be ashamed of himself.
The ban on Sharia law in Texas is now strengthened.
The ceremonial signing met with cheers in McKinney. Governor Abbott.
I didn't know what Sharia law was or wasn't. Literally, Aaron, I'm sure as you know, it means do the right thing. It's an ethical code. That is all it means. People in the Western world have domesticated it, fornicated it. It's just this alt-right dog whistle to get people upset over things that don't exist.
Sharia law.
And that brings me to a story out of Texas. That went viral.
Muslim, right? Mashallah.
This video with Imam Kasim Khan.
You know, as a merchant, you have every legal right to sell whatever you want. But as a Muslim, I have a responsibility to tell you to educate the people and let them know.
Who spoke out against Muslim business owners who sell alcohol and gambling products in their stores, in their communities.
That as a Muslim, you shouldn't sell haram. That the alcohol, the pork, the gambling, it's all against Islam.
His message was directed to his own community.
And so I'm just letting you know ahead of time, in about 30 days, we're going to start doing demonstrations around the city. The Muslims that have businesses with haram in it will let the people know that we have to teach the people the best. The Muslims have the best. So let the owners know.
If something is forbidden in Islam, then Muslims should not be profiting from it. He's trying to clean up the community from the evil vices. But instead of hearing his words for what they were, fearmongers, hate provocateurs, he even got attention from the Texas governor on this and the senator, Ted Cruz.
Sharia law.
Critics rushed to label this as spreading Sharia law in America.
Sharia law.
Now that accusation is not only dishonest, it's deeply hypocritical.
I'll tell you the truth, I was brought up a Catholic, I christened my kids a Catholic, I wish I didn't. I christened my kids a Catholic for my mum. My mum's a devout Catholic. I'm not.
Let's go ahead and address this. We have in the United States, people of faith speak out against practices they believe are harmful all the time.
Abortion is so terribly wrong. I have a responsibility to be here.
And is there right to do so?
Stop abortion now! Stop abortion now!
When Christians protest outside abortion clinics, they say abortion violates their faith.
Whatever happens on the sidewalk, really our focus is the women and the children and their right to choose life.
Absolutely not, please.
When church groups organize and protest against strip clubs and pornography, they say it destroys morality and family values.
The community has lived in our compound, located right behind the strip club, for over 70 years.
And did you know historically the Women's Christian Temperance Union, one of the most powerful Christian women's groups in American history,
is the Women's Christian Temperance Union.
She would start chopping up bar rooms, chopping up the beer barrels. She's a striking moral symbol.
Led the nationwide movement against alcohol.
The largest women's organization in the country, the WCTU, had led the crusade to ban alcohol.
Their activism directly contributed to the prohibition in 1920. Did you know that?
Sharia law!
Now, no one called that Christian Sharia because Sharia just means God's law, like the Ten Commandments that Moses brought.
Bringing Christ into the classroom, and not everyone sees it as a blessing. The Texas Board of Education voting in favor of allowing access to Bible lessons in school. That vote taking place just a short bit ago.
Like Jewish Sharia. Sharia is actually mentioned, did you know that, in the Arabic Bible? Over 200 times, this concept.
Sharia law!
The Arabic-speaking Christian community has been reading the word Sharia in their Bibles for centuries without any issue. We also recently had Tucker Carlson talking good about Sharia.
Sharia law is bad, Seth. I don't know if you've heard that. It's bad. It's worse than what's happening in New York and Detroit. It's just bad. I don't know why. It's just like years of brainwashing. I just like Sharia law.
Well, in
sorry, Sharia law.
So when Christians and other faith-based groups protested against things that they deemed immoral, it was seen as a legitimate expression of religious and moral conviction. So the question is, why is it that when a Muslim leader does the very same thing, he's trying to hold his community members accountable. He's trying to clean up the community.
We care about you. We love you. We want you to have the very best. And we want the Muslims to have a, set a better example of what good merchandising should be. It's an insult to injury when we have Muslims who don't care about the community. We have Muslim people who say that they're Muslims who don't even care enough about the community, and they're poisoning the community with their drugs. Poison the community with the alcohol.
He's addressing his own community about living by their own faith. Suddenly, it becomes a threat. The answer is very clear. It has nothing to do with law and everything to do with double standards, hypocrisy, blind hate, fear-mongering, prejudice, racism. See, when a Christian, Jew, someone of another faith speaks from conviction, it's celebrated as faith in action. But when a Muslim, a submitter to God, that's what a Muslim is. When a Muslim does it, is branded as a hidden agenda. Let's be honest. The imam wasn't lobbying to change U.S. law. He wasn't demanding that non-Muslims stop selling alcohol or gambling. He wasn't doing that. He was simply urging Muslims who practice Islam to live consistently with their own values. That's all he was doing. He was calling them out. He was calling their hypocrisy out. See, we're supposed to be people who better their communities. But we don't sell drugs in communities. That's why alcohol is one of the worst drugs you can sell. That's why it was prohibited even in this country at one point in the 1920s, which Christians, actually the women's movement, helped to facilitate this. And they protested the same way he was protesting. This is the ironic thing. That's exactly what every religious leader in America does. So when critics twist his words into a fear campaign about Sharia law, Sharia, how do they say it?
Sharia law is almost identical to early Christian law. Sharia bans interest on loans. Jesus didn't just oppose it. He flipped tables and called lenders thieves. Sharia punishes adultery. So did Christian law for centuries. And what about modesty? Sharia says cover up. Christian tradition? Women wore veils in church for 1900 years.
It reveals more about them than about him. It shows a readiness to demonize Muslims at every opportunity. It is unbelievable, even for doing the very things other faith leaders do every single day. I wanted to call out this hypocrisy. The truth is simple. Religious freedom in America doesn't mean freedom for just Christians, Jews, or others. It means freedom for all of us. If we are unwilling to extend the same understanding to Muslims that we routinely extend to others, then the issue is not about law or values. The issue is about prejudice, hate, blind hate at that. So calling this prejudice hate patriotism doesn't make it less hateful. It only exposes the hypocrisy, my brothers and sisters, and others out there in humanity. So we have to be vigilant in sharing the truth and not being scared by these fear mongers. We are only trying to better humanity, and we really encourage people to read the Quran for yourselves. Get to know Islam. Visit a mosque in Texas. There's all this hate, fear-mongering going on. Has any one of these people thought about, let me go knock on a Muslim's door. Let me see what they actually believe. Well, you can do that very simply. Go to a mosque. Say, I want to hear what you guys are all about. You'll be more than welcome. And I welcome you, and I'm going to give you a gift. You made it this far? Go to thedeanshow.com. I want to get you a free copy of the Quran. We want you to read it. Read it in context. Pray to God earnestly to open your heart to the truth. Subscribe right now if you haven't, so you can never miss another video when it comes out like this. And you can learn so much. You can learn about Muslims' deep love and reverence for Jesus. There's an entire chapter named after his blessed mother in the Quran. And there's so much more you can learn. That was just a little bit of a taste. So get rid of that hate, because it's going to only affect your heart and your health. And you're not going to have peace, because you can't get peace inside yourself if you're full of this rage, hate, and is blind. It's been manufactured by the hate industry. So we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
That radical Muslims want to bring Sharia to the United States.
Sharia is already here.
is here.
How is that?
Me smiling at all of you and you, we are following the Sharia. Very soon we are going to pray the third prayer of the day, which is part of the Sharia. In US, we are practicing Sharia. If I go to Chicago downtown and give $5 or food to a poor person, I am following Sharia. If I go home and take care of my parents, I am following Sharia. If I'm going up in the morning and, working to get food on the table, I am following Sharia. If I'm being nice to women, not objectifying them, I'm following Sharia. If I'm having rallies against racism in this country, I am following Sharia.